T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Football Friday, baby. Presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. It's also about Red Bull Friday. Cody's playing the hits, getting me in the zone. My wife figured me out, Cotto. You know how sometimes we like to go have a little pop after the show on Friday afternoon? Walking out the house this morning, she said, "Hey, can you pick the girls up from school?"
That's probably because you say so much on the radio. You should stop.
Taking your calls. What are you most concerned about? How does Washington beat the Panthers? Let's start with my guy, Tommy. Tommy, what's up, dude?
Hey, B-Match. Hey, Finley.
What's up? How you doing, man?
You know, one of the areas I've actually been really impressed by the Washington so far is their tight end play. And it seems to be a favorite target for Heinicke. So I want to know your all thoughts about how their linebacking core is going to match up with our tight ends. And then also how their corners and linebackers will do against our running backs in the flat. Those might be an area where we can take advantage of. And Finley, we play golf at the same place, so we should tee it up sometime.
Let's do it, man.
Hold on. It's another person on this show. What the hell?
Oh, well, B-Mitch, I think you did something incredibly nice for my mom one time. You got her an autograph at a department store when you were playing, and my mom gave that to me as a Christmas present when you were doing that, and it's been a favorite possession of mine. I remember when you even lined up a quarterback in a game one time.
Wow.
So
I'm going to put you on hold. Tell the producers your last name. We'll figure out some golf. Right. You can make it up to B-Mitch. I think, for real, I think the situation at linebacker, Ron has talked about these guys have really improved. This is the week we need to see it. Because I think McCaffrey's going to be a serious problem. B.
Yeah, yeah.
I think whether it's Holcomb, whether it's Jamin Davis, I think that's a very legitimate concern. I think the secondary has been playing a lot better. I really think since they kind of made some adjustments with Landon Collins, he's been helpful.
Well, I think,
and it's been better for the entire defense.
Well, I think this game is where Landon may be tested. Because Christian is the guy who's not going to just run the ball and you can sit there and make tackles in a running game. They're going to put routes where he's on Christian McCaffrey. And that dude gets in and out of breaks like nobody else, man. So I think we'll find out. There's a sense in this game we can find out whether or not this thing is playing as well as it was. But I think our linebacking core can do a lot for themselves this week.
For sure.
If they can go out there and play well against a guy like him, and then, you know, just kind of affect that short passing game.
For sure. I think I think they're going to need it, but I think a lot of this will come down to Washington's ability to move the football and to run the ball. Last week you saw Scott Turner stick with the run, and I think – I really think we haven't been giving the Washington offensive line enough credit. Mm-hmm. I think they've been really pretty good.
They're stout.
Yeah, and it's not something we talk about a ton. And I think Leno's played well. I think Lucas has played well. They've lost Rouye for the year. I thought Larson, I think, you might have to pull this up, Cody. I believe it's a Tyler Lawson revenge game. I think he was with them in Carolina. One thing that's always helpful for us is to identify the matchups, right? Where is Washington better? Where is Washington weaker? And to do so, we look at the roster. So, B. Mitch, when you want to start on offense or defense? Also,
let's go with our offense and their defense.
Our Washington offense, Carolina defense. All right, so the best player on the field in that situation, are you going to say that it's Brian Burns?
Stephon Gilmore?
Stephon Gilmore's out there. Is it Terry McLaurin? I think the Panthers' defense is better. I mean, you look at Shaq Thompson. They got some players. I think the Panthers' defense is better. Jeremy Chinn had a really good rookie season.
Chinn plays well still now. He's leading the team in tackles, I think he is.
I think Terry might be the best single player, but then I think.
I don't know, man. Burns is not no joke, bro.
Sure. So here's a quick story for everybody. The football staff in Washington.
Burns has 6 sacks.
When Washington took Dwayne Haskins 15th, the football staff wanted either Montez Sweat or Brian Burns. Those were the players they wanted. They were pass rushers. Mm-hmm. Burns went immediately following Dwayne Haskins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the owner showed up, called in from his yacht, sent Bruce in, and said, hey, take Haskins. He played at Bullis. It was a disaster. But the football people wanted either Sweat or Burns. And if you start to unravel that and unpack that and the ramifications from what happened with taking Haskins at 15. Because if you don't take him and you just take Sweat, then you still have your second round pick the next two seasons. And then when you get the second overall pick, you desperately need a quarterback. And you're not taking Chase Young. Probably take Tua. And we're kind of in the same boat anyway.
Let me throw a name out there.
Now, if they had taken Herbert, everything would look different.
How about Reddick? Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, I mean, that's a first rounder from a few years ago.
And he has 9.5 sacks.
Well, and they're using him in a really interesting kind of versatile role. And it's obviously working for him. I would say when Washington's offense is on the field, Washington, the best player is Terry. And then after that, I'd almost go 2 through 10 are just Panthers defenders.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty significant advantage for Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about, we'll flip it over, when Washington's defense is on the field?
Jonathan Allen. Well, we got Allen.
What about McCaffrey?
We got Allen and McCaffrey. I'm going to go Allen because Allen has played every game. McCaffrey has been out some games. He's been hurt.
Right. Right now, I think over the course of their career, McCaffrey's the better player. I think right now, John Allen might be playing better. How worried are you about Allen without Chase Young now?
Well, they weren't doubling Chase a lot. They weren't.
What about all the chips? All we heard about months was chips.
Well, you know what? Chips happen.
Not cool chips. Not cool ranch or
chips happen.
Tostitos.
Well, I think now that you don't have Allen, don't have Chase and Montez out there, then I wonder, can the team say, you know what? We're not letting him beat us. And they say, we're going to make him work the whole game. And I've already put the little example of you grab somebody your size. Jonathan's about 300. There's going to be two guys weighing over 300 blocking him consistently. You get rather tired rather quickly when that happens.
You'd like to think Payne and Ioannidis.
It should open it up for other guys.
And I like Tuhill, man. I think people will see that he's not a pushover. I think he can play a little bit. But you got John Allen. Then you got Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore has been really good.
DJ Moore is a beast.
Where does Cam Newton enter into that conversation?
But I don't know if we can say he's. If we go based off of his whole history, yes. But if we go based off of what we've seen over the last 2 years, is he top five on the field?
No, not top five, okay. Right?
Top 10?
It'd be Allen, McCaffrey, Moore. You got Sheriff at some point.
But, this is the thing about it, though, JP.
I think where Cam can really help.
We can look at Cam basically, and he's not what he used to be.
Short yardage and red zone.
But we're sitting up here. We're going, hey, well, he only played 7 plays last week. He had 2 damn touchdowns. I will take that ratio every day. If he goes in 7 plays and he leaves with 14 points, that's a hell of a ratio, right? I'll take that. So he may not be what he used to be, but he could probably be better than what he used to be in small doses. Get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, we watched a couple weeks ago when they played against Buffalo, we watched a quarterback try to do a quarterback sneak and fail, slip flat on his face.
Cost Ahmed $7,000.
How about Cam Newton trying to do a quarterback sneak?
He's the best short yardage runner as a quarterback in history.
Yeah. And we watched the other day, I think it was with, when they ran a thing, was it Tom? Or where he just...
Oh, the fourth and short that Tampa had?
He kind of hesitate and just boom.
He just finds his crease
and
goes.
Yeah, like, all these other guys, they just go blinded straight ahead. No, it's a crease. Get the crease, get the damn extra in the yard. Cam is damn good at that.
Yeah, he's
so
he's the
best.
So my
thing is watching, so my thing for the mindset is we can't judge Cam based off of what he used to do. The small doses he may come into the game is where you need to be highly, highly worried about stopping him.
I think Cam can make a difference in red zone situations and short yardage situations. I think he can make a big difference there.
When Carolina is on the field, I don't think you can put Cam Newton in the top 5. I think you have to put a guy like Robbie Anderson into the top 5. Last year, he was a 1,000-yard receiver.
Robbie Anderson?
Yeah. So put him in the top 5, and you can't put Cam Newton in there.
Robbie Anderson.
It's also interesting because Anderson's been really good. I mean, he was good with the Jets when they were awful. Second receivers have kind of killed Washington throughout the season. We got Tony is on the line. Let's go to Tony. Tony, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
We're good, buddy. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I just wanted to say, you know, from the looks of things, man, they made it, when I say second half adjustments, man, the defense, going into the bye week with good coaches, man, they're going to take the plays, and they're going to take the plays, offense and defense, that worked well for the guys throughout and the plays that didn't work well. In the second half, what you do is you put all them good plays that work in one package, man. Whether it ain't in no particular form or whatever, but that's your playbook right there. So now going forward, you got a playbook with the plays that they executed well. So I think we'll be all right for the rest of the season, man.
All right. An optimistic Washington football team fan, you got to like that. Not that many of those folks swimming around, but they exist.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is – they definitely made some adjustments. I also think it forces – with Chase out, and Ron admitted this. Jack Del Rio didn't want to admit it, but Jack Del Rio doesn't want to admit that the sky is blue.
You don't even want to talk to you.
Right. They're going to have to be more creative. We saw it in the second half of the game against Tampa. We've seen it over and over.
Well, Ron kind of didn't want to address that with Kevin this morning.
That's true. It is interesting. Do we have Ron with Kevin from this morning? I don't know if we if we have the bite. Actually, I'd like to hear Ron talking about Cam. If we can, and why Washington didn't sign him. Because I think if Cam balls out this weekend, which I'm not expecting, honestly, I think P.J. Walker is going to get the bulk of the snaps. But if this becomes the Cam Newton show in Charlotte on Sunday afternoon, Ron's going to be put in a tough, tough spot.
Ready.
They were never going to sign Cam last year. They had Haskins and Alex, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this year, you chose to ride with Fitz. You can't say you were going young because Fitz is old. And then Fitz goes down, and you still chose not to sign Cam. Here is Ron Rivera speaking with Kevin Sheehan this morning about Cam Newton.
Well, I mean, you know, and if you look about it, somebody wants to say, yeah, well, we only had 3 running seasons. Yeah, but we won 3 divisions, 2 in a row, which had never been done before in that division. That's the other thing people got to understand. That was part of one of the things I wanted to get across. Yeah, sure, we didn't have 3. We only had 3 winning seasons. But if you go back and look at it, you could say technically you had 4 because you went 4 playoff appearances. Now, I love the fact that you pointed it out. If Cam doesn't have the injuries that he has, okay, things could have been different. But that's ifs and whats and candies and nuts. That's ball. That's what happens. And everybody's trying to find it right now.
That's a hell of a cut from Ron. I think, you know, Cam dealt with injuries for sure down there. Curtis Samuel dealt with injuries down there, dealing with them here. I think. So what's funny is Kevin asked him about something that is fact. You can't ignore the record. Mm-hmm. 3 winning seasons in 9 years in Charlotte. Now, Ron will point out that there were 4 playoff trips. That's cool. They made the playoffs once at 7-8-1, similar to last year, making the playoffs at 7-9. I don't think you can count on that.
You could say it's a winning season because you went to the playoffs, but when you look at the record, it's not a winning season.
Right. The numbers are the numbers.
Yeah.
It's just math. You know what was funny there? I don't know if you heard this, B, but he said, I'm glad you asked that. I don't actually think he was.
No.
I don't think so. Charlie at College Park's on the line. Let's get Charlie before we go to Joe Person. Charlie, what's up, man? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
I didn't expect to get on that fast. Hey, guys, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, it's a beautiful day. Getting fired up for the game. Coach is going to find me if I'm not on time for the rest of the flight. I got to get in the locker room, get taped up. So,
how do they win?
Huh?
How do they win?
How do they win? First of all, they're going to win outright. I never, never say this. There's nothing sure. I think they'll win. I think if Carolina's smart, they'll run the ball with the three-headed monster they have. If they can run the ball successfully against Washington, there's no reason for them to throw the ball. They'll pound Washington. If they don't, I'd run Cam on RPs and rollouts, stuff like that. As I said to you 2 or 3 days ago, the only thing I'm afraid of against Carolina, that may be unrealistic, is broken plays. You know, broken play quarterbacks hurt them in critical situations. Aaron Rodgers, Jackson for Baltimore, it hurts Washington. You can't defend against that. I think Washington's offense is going to be okay, and I can only go by what they've been doing. They haven't been playing well, but they have been getting somewhat better. If they play the game they played against Tampa, the exact same game, they're going to win.
Thank you, Charlie.
Appreciate you.
I think you're right, but it's hard to get the exact same game out of this team.
Yeah.
We've learned that kind of the hard way. I think they've been inconsistent. Bad teams usually are. And if they can put this one together, things start to get a little interesting.
They sure do.
They put this one together. One, they start putting up some head-to-head wins against other NFC teams that may be vying eventually for a 7th wild card spot or a 7th playoff spot, 3rd wild card spot. They've won 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Seahawks coming in who are pretty beat up. You don't know if Russ is back, his fingers falling off, whatever it is. It's a Monday nighter. Then you got the Raiders that really, I mean, think about everything that's happened to the Raiders this year. Coach gets fired. Your star receiver gets arrested. I mean, just turmoil out in Vegas.
That's the hell of a situation.
Then you got 5 division games. They can compete with the Eagles and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll win. They can compete, no problem. Cowboys might be a different animal. But you win this week, things start to get really interesting. You lose this week, B?
They get interesting then, too.
The other way.
Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden, you're 3-7.
Seahawks. 3-7, 7 games left, 5 of those are division games. And I know we like to be very, very.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, positive, but I don't know about five straight.
Five straight is tough. But if you win two out of three here, nobody expected them to beat the Bucks, right? So you beat the Bucks, you pick up another win, Carolina, Seattle, Vegas. If you can win two of these three, what does that get you? You beat, right now you're 3-6, you win two of the next three, you'd get to 5-7?
Seven, yeah.
Five division games left?
Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going to be
wearing. I think 8-9 could get you to that seven, that wild card spot.
Y'all remember that bet we put out there? I was supposed to be wearing a tutu and pom-poms?
I think you're safe on that.
Close.
No, I thought they'd win 10 games.
Yeah, they got to go. They got to go on a run here.
So to get B. Mitch, and they got to win out. So if they lose this weekend, the pom-pom bet is closed.
No. There's still 10 games.
No, because if they have 7 games left. And they're
2-6.
They're 3-6.
3-6. If they lose this weekend.
It's done. It's done.
It's 3-7. But if they run it out, then it's 10-7.
I'm saying they have to win out to get you in a 2-2.
I said 10 games.
Right.
So they can lose one and win the next five. I know.
No.
Next seven.
Ooh. Listen, I'm not a math guy. How many games are left?
Eight.
Yeah, eight.
Oh, all right. That was my.
So they can lose one more. They won't.
Listen, I was trying to
you
do
think
this.
They're going to win out, Cody?
Well, I bet the over eight wins on the season, so I need it.
How much money did you put on that?
$35.
And how much can you win?
I think it's like 53.
I think you're going to lose that. You think they're going to get over eight wins?
Well, if they can get to eight and I can make my money back, that'd be great.
Wait. If you're up here talking about playoffs and then you thinking that they can't get what he wants.
I thought they had to get over eight, which would mean nine. I don't see that. Maybe they can get to eight. That's five of their next eight. Things they'd have to keep playing like they played against Tampa. When we return, Joe Person, The Athletic, covers the Panthers. We'll join the program. Football Friday, B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. What matters most to us right now is going to the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. I want to go to Charlotte and talk to Joe Person. Covers the Panthers for The Athletic. Does a great job doing it. You can find him on Twitter at Joseph Person. Joe, thanks for joining us, man. What's the mood like in Charlotte right now?
Oh, man, guys. It's they're on fire for some Panthers and for some Cam and for Ron Rivera's return. It's amazing, honestly, how much the vibe has changed in a week's time, because this team was sort of teetering on irrelevancy and kind of going in the tank. They had an injured quarterback in Sam Darnold. They had an unproven backup in P.J. Walker. And they, you know, they'd lost five or six games, and in comes Cam Newton. And, you know, I understand it was only a cameo last week, eight plays, but just the energy that he has breathed into this organization and this, honestly, this whole fan base in this community has been pretty remarkable. I mean, people talking about it, people showing up at practices in number one jerseys, and I'm sure what's going to be a full house on Sunday at Bank of America Stadium.
Do you think he has enough ability and play left in him to live up to the hype of what the excitement that he brings?
That's the question. I mean, we don't know. I will tell you that in talking with some people around the Patriots, I was told that he did look better this summer, you know, in terms of the arm strength coming off those shoulder surgeries than he did in 2020 during that, you know, COVID season. Obviously, he still did not beat out Mac Jones. And then he went unsigned for 2 months. So there are questions certainly around the league about that arm strength. The Panthers were in a kind of a desperation mode, as I just mentioned. And so I think they were willing to roll the dice. And, yeah, that's really the question. and we really won't know. It may not know this week because it may be that the shoulder is good and holds up for a couple weeks. And then, you know, after a few weeks, which is what we were seeing kind of toward the end of his time in Charlotte, it would start wearing down.
Talking with Joe Person from The Athletic in Charlotte, covers the Panthers. Joe, I mean, understandably, because he's such a big figure and at times polarizing figure, so much of the conversation around this game is about Cam Newton. How much is he going to play? Like, is he going to start? What is P.J. Walker's role this week?
Yeah, I mean, all indications are that he is going to start and play. I don't think it'd be a bad idea to mix P.J. Walker in there a little bit, just, you know, kind of as a change of pace. And as I said, you know, you're trying to get Cam to the finish line here, and you don't want to blow him out here in week 11. So the only thing Matt Rhule has said, and this was, I guess, Wednesday, that Cam was trending towards starting. I think we all expect him to start. I think he is going to play the majority of the snaps, but it wouldn't necessarily surprise me if there's a little kind of mini package for P.J. Walker.
Joe, you know, I've been looking. Everyone is talking about Cam. Everyone's talking about Christian, but I look at the defense, and I think the defense is the one thing that could be a major concern for Washington this weekend. What are your thoughts on the defense, especially the secondary?
This defense is good. They're legit. Like, they have they've invested in the defense more so than the offense here in Carolina.
Sounds familiar.
That's right. But they, you know, you guys have seen the pass rushers. Hassan Reddick has been fantastic. Brian Burns, another very good, fast speed rusher. And then you mentioned the secondary. I mean, they've added a couple veterans back. Even though they've lost first-round pick J.C. Horn probably for the season, you know, they went out and got Stephon Gilmore before the trade deadline. They got A.J. Boye last during the offseason. So they're a very good defense. The one area where they're a little vulnerable, and I think Washington's pretty good at this, is kind of the power running game, where teams have, because they are kind of light a little bit on the edge with those speed rushers, they can sometimes kind of get lost in the wash and teams will line up. Minnesota did this, as did Dallas against the Panthers, just kind of grinded it out and really ran the ball effectively. So I would guess that will be what Scott Turner and Ron Rivera want to do Sunday.
So it's interesting. You brought up Scott Turner and Ron Rivera there. You talked about Ron earlier. How is Ron viewed in Charlotte? Like, I imagine he's going to get applauded if they introduce him or show him on the big screen or something. How is kind of the Rivera era remembered?
He's held in high regard here. He, you know, look, I know they never won the Super Bowl, but he got pretty darn close, and he, you know, they had more success as a franchise under Ron than they had at any point in their existence. I think it was 4 playoff berths in a 5-year period starting in 2013. You know, it got kind of bad at the end. They and in Ron's defense, they were trying to keep the championship window open as long as they could. They had older guys like, not Cam so much. Cam was just sort of injured at that point. But Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, Julius Peppers was still around, Greg Olsen. And so they were trying to just make these moves, you know, to win now. And when they got kind of hurt and old in a hurry, it was ugly toward the end. But the way Ron conducted, you guys know him. I mean, the way he conducted himself for 9 seasons here with all dignity and class, you won't find many people, if any, around Charlotte to have a bad word to say about him.
Did you cross paths with Taylor Heinicke while he was down there?
I did. I love Taylor's story and kind of talking about him this week to guys, from Hassan Reddick to the defensive coordinator. First thing they all say, Heinicke, competitive. And he is, man. Like, there was a game here, I think it was 2018, guys, but he got hurt. I believe it was an elbow injury, and he just got blasted. And my recollection is he went into locker room, probably got shot up, and finished the game. And then, like, it come to find out, like, a couple days later, you know, like, his elbow was just done. Like, he was out for the year. But he's another guy that I think there aren't many guys left here. There was such a big roster turnover when Matt Rhule got here. But those who did know and play with Taylor Heinicke have, just like Ron, have nothing but respect.
And I know people look at the fact that Ron was there with Cam, and they talk about, well, he knows how to defend Cam. But Matt Rhule and Brady are not running the offense that Ron and Scott Turner ran. So what's different about that offense compared to what they used to run?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, of course, that, you know, obviously they'll have some element of the RPOs and the zone read. This team really last year with Teddy Bridgewater was stretching the field horizontally, like a lot of like deep crossers with DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. And they weren't pushing the ball downfield that much.
Right.
Then when Darnold got here, they wanted it. It turned out not to be effective. It was effective for a very short time early in the year. They wanted that downfield game to be reestablished, and they were trying to do that. It'll be interesting with Cam because, you know, that's where we're going to find out, I think, with the arm strength. He had one play last week in that short cameo at Arizona where he threw it downfield for DJ Moore and underthrew him a little bit, but end up, you know, getting like a 30-yard pass interference penalty out of it. So I'm curious about that question, too, to see if they're going to try to kind of keep doing that more of that horizontal stretch, if you will.
Yep.
Versus pushing it downfield.
So, Joe, this is the last question for me, and this may be unanswerable, so I preface it with that. Ron is hell-bent on recreating everything they had in Carolina here in Washington. Hired Marty Herney, brought most of the same assistants. Is recreating what they had in Carolina going to deliver Washington to a place where they're competing for Super Bowls and playoffs? And I know they had the good window, but there was also the bad window.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, I will say this. Ron Rivera is as loyal as they come.
He's a class man. I have nothing but respect.
Now, I know. I understand the question. But I think that's where can you be too loyal? Maybe. You know, I don't know. I mean, the quarterback situation, obviously, we were just praising Taylor Heinicke. I think if you asked around the league, most personnel guys and GMs would probably not think he's the long-term answer for a franchise that wants to go to and win a Super Bowl. That's no knock on him. There are probably only a handful of those guys out there, but that's who you're trying to find, right? And so I think Marty Herney and Ron Rivera have to get the quarterback situation, you know, figured out. And, you know, so that the Panthers, you know, they may be back in that same boat themselves, depending on how this 7-game stretch with Cam goes. But, yeah, it's a great question. It is amazing. All the guys, we kind of tried to address that today real quickly in The Athletic, but all the guys they brought up there, 30-some guys, either from staffers, players, front office guys. And the one guy he didn't bring was Cam. So it's going to make for an interesting weekend, guys.
Well, yes, it
certainly will.
Will.
Hey, Joe, we really appreciate the time, yeah, appreciate man. I'm going to find you and introduce myself on Sunday. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you do the same. That is Joe Person from The Athletic, covers the Panthers. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Joseph Person. Official final injury report for Washington in advance of the Carolina game is out. We're going to give you that information. Plus, Ask B. Mitch Anything starts at 1 o'clock. Injury report is out. Curtis Samuel, officially listed questionable for Sunday's game. Ron Rivera says he looked good. I promise you this, no matter what happens, if and when he's out there, we will stick to that pitch count no matter what.
What is the pitch count?
Well, if you remember when he played against Atlanta, they had a number of injuries in that game. So Samuel played more than he was supposed to.
He played 20-something plays, did he not?
I think it was like 25 snaps. Yeah. We haven't seen Curtis Samuel since October 10th, and he barely played in that game. He played 5 snaps in that game. He played 25 snaps against Atlanta. Mm-hmm. 30 snaps this year.
So the pitch count is 20 because they say he played more.
Right. I wouldn't be shocked if it's 15.
Would it be 20? Yeah, okay, so.
You think he plays this weekend? You think he makes an impact? I just tweeted out a stat. This is pretty interesting. Terry McLaurin is the 5th most double-teamed wide receiver in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Davante Adams is 1st, Amari Cooper is 2nd, Steph Diggs 3rd, Deebo Samuel, then Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. Just ahead of Justin Jefferson from the Vikings. How much would it help Terry McLaurin if Curtis Samuel's on the field?
It'd help him drastically, but also, got to remember too, a lot of those guys down there know Terry. I mean, Curtis Samuel.
Sure.
And are they worried or viewing him as we do? Are they saying, let him play?
I also wonder this, Brian, and I'm a big, like, if a player is healthy and the doc says he's healthy and the player is ready to go, you play him. They're football players. You're supposed to play. But the way this thing has gone with him since May, it's November. And we're saying it was because of COVID in August and going past his pitch count in October. Uh-huh. Maybe you just sit him.
It seems that way. But for some reason, they seem like he's going to be that far of an impact when he gets on the field.
Listen, in the 25 snaps he had against Atlanta, he made an impact in that game. I wonder, though, if I did a poll, maybe I'll do a Twitter poll. Is it worth it to play Curtis Samuel, or do you just want to have him healthy for next year? What would you say, B? Cody, you go ahead.
Well, I think it comes back down to, does the coaching staff have a plan? What are they expecting to do? Are they expecting to run the table here? Because if that's true, get him on the field. We need a playmaker out there. If they want to tank, if they're low-key, if they want to be undercover and they want to get a top five draft pick, we got to sit him.
Yeah, and that's my thing. My thing is depending on what you expect to happen this year, if you truly feel that you can be there at the end, make a playoff run and do some things, you play him. If you don't, you sit him. And that may not be the decision to make this week, but in 2 to 3 weeks, it should be more identifiable what can possibly happen and what can't happen.
Well, and let's point this out also. He's still questionable. And the thing, this has happened every time with Curtis, and it happens with all players returning from injury. The key is always what happens the next day. Mm-hmm. So if he practiced a little bit today, he ran a little bit today, he tested that thing, he could wake up tomorrow and feel terrible. It could be tight. Who knows? But I think it's a legitimate question. What are you trying to accomplish? And there is, listen, you play to win the game, right?
Yep.
You want your best players out there. I almost wonder if on some level there aren't people that want to be vindicated on, I told you he never needed surgery. I told you we just had to rest him. I told you this is a good signing.
Well, if you believe it's a good signing when you sign him, you don't have to worry about vindicating people, because if they come out and say, I told you he didn't need surgery, I'm going to blow a gasket. And then I might have to expose what I know. Say it like that. So, go for it.
I don't think we need B. Mitch and gasket blown land. That'd be kind of dangerous, don't you think, Cotto?
I might be scared.
It is incredibly interesting. What the hell are they doing at tight end? Where was Hemingway? I mean, it's entirely possible you only have Bates and Reyes.
Well, it says excused absence, so it could be something personal, family oriented, medical. We don't know, but at that point, we don't know. So Hemingway may play. you may be going with Bates and Reyes.
I mean, if you're going with Bates and Reyes, that is a combined 5 NFL catches from your two tight ends.
You drafted one, and you kept the other as an undrafted free agent.
Right, like it's similar to the Chase and Montez situation, the situation at D-end, right? We all talked about the lack of depth at D-end all summer. Mm-hmm. Hey, Chase and Montez are studs, but what happens after that? Well, now we'll find out. But I've said it all
this time, you play with who you keep. And if they kept those players, that tells me they have faith in the guys that they can play.
They better.
And they should be able to play.
When we return, one of my favorite segments every week, you get to ask Brian Mitchell anything you want. It can be about girls, can be about hardware stores, can be about football, can be about anything. But here's the only caveat. You got to be ready for what he's going to answer. That's next. B. Mitchell Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.